Blog Talk Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, God damn it!
Get the point good.
Enough!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Nothing much. How's everybody?
What's going on, Janae?
I'm horrible. I am horrible. I'm sick. I need somebody to come care for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, like I said, the show must go on, so we're going to get to go on. We're going to have some fun tonight. Hopefully I take my mind off these damn flu-like symptoms I got and have me a couple of laughs.
Hey, before you start, though, watch my Pacers beat this Miami ass, though.
Man, anyway. Nobody ain't trying to hear that shit. You
well,
talking
I just
crazy.
Want you to know. How the hell you going to cheer for it? You don't you say Indiana? Ain't you say that Indiana all your life?
You want me to meet your ass, man?
Team. You always
because
cheer for another. That's your problem.
I can cheer for who I want to.
That's
cheer
your problem,
for, man.
I'm always with, no matter where I'm at. I represent. I'm the pride of Indiana, nigga. Like
I
Rick Jill said.
Okay. I'm glad you got that off your chest now, brother.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you. I know you was about to say something real rude, but go ahead.
Oh, boy. Okay, check this out, y'all. I was looking around, and I noticed I seen some things. And I was kind of, and this female, she actually was like, she actually said to herself, I mean, well, she didn't say to herself, she said it out loud. She was like, she know that she don't look good. She like, I know I don't look good, but I got an ass out this world, and my body is banging, so I can pull any motherfucker I want. So I'm looking at her like, really? I mean, you really feel like, I mean, damn. In my mind, I felt like she was degrading herself. I mean, is that the mind frame of women nowadays? Like, fuck, as long as I got a banging body, I'm good.
Yeah.
You said yeah?
For most women, I mean, okay, I'm not going to say most women. I'm going to say, I don't know what age this person was, but I do think that a lot of young women nowadays see things that way. I think, you know, I think at this point it really don't even have nothing to do with, in a lot of people's minds, what their face look like. Everybody is all about the body nowadays. I mean, that's why you on Instagram, you know what I'm saying? You got people twerking and you got, you know, people doing titty shots and ass shots, and, you know, you don't see a whole lot of face shots everywhere because, you know, sex sells. And you don't have to be attractive to, you know, to have sex.
But is that person into you for just the sex, though? Then, if you look at it that way, then basically you ain't nothing but a fuck. If that's how you present yourself. If he's not attracted to you and all he's attracted to is your body, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, cause see now,
I mean, how long is that really going to last?
I mean, because that's just like, I was asking because I want to know, would you be, I mean, not you all, because, you know, everybody, y'all beautiful women. But if you were ugly and I was having sex with you and I put the pillow on your face, I mean, if you ask me what I'm doing, I'm just going to tell you, I'm smothering you with passion, baby, that's all. But, I mean,
yeah.
Other than
and
that,
I'm not saying that they can't find nobody. I'm not saying that somebody, you know, just because the way you feel you're not cute, somebody might think you're cute. You see what I'm saying? And
yeah.
It's not about that, but I'm just saying if you present yourself that way as if, you know, well, it's all about my body, then that's all they're going to look at you is you just a fuck.
You know what? I can't even blame that all nowadays on women. Because men put a lot of emphasis, may not be all the emphasis, okay? And I'm not saying that all men do that, but a lot of men out here do put a lot of emphasis emphasis on a woman's figure, on her frame, on her body, on the way she looks, and not so much, you know what I'm saying?
I just wanted to get a comment on this, you know, because
okay,
I didn't learn my lesson. You know, I was an asshole. I know I said this a lot on relationships and stuff like that, but I've been a lonely man for a couple of months, and I know how it is, so it is about the relationship shit. I want, you know, maybe you should, I don't know. Shit.
Okay, I'm not sure if that was a question or answer, but nevertheless, I digress. But, not okay, Week, so let me ask you, is it the physical? I mean, can she be, I mean, maybe she's not the most attractive person in the world, but she has the best personality.
I'll take that.
Mm-hmm. You take that, so it wouldn't bother you. Hold on 1 second before you answer that. We got another call.
See, that was my problem, though. I was hold on, man.
We got a new caller calling in. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
Marley Marl, what's up, brother?
Hey, it's Marley Marl in the house.
What it do?
What's going on with you, man?
You seen the Pacers beating the Miami goddamn ass?
I'm a Heat fan.
I know you see it, though. That's why I said that. You see my Pacers, though.
Yeah.
All right, Cass, you finish your discussion after that.
Really? You think? Thank you for letting me do that, sir. I really appreciate it.
Hey, that's all I can do for you, bro.
All right. Marley, what's going on with you, man?
Hey, man, it's all good.
All right, man, we're sitting here talking about the physical beauty. I mean, I know you're married, so I know, you know, you got to choose your words kind of wisely when you be saying shit, man. But, you know, I mean, is it all, well, when you met your wife, was it all about the physical when you first met her?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. You got to be physically attracted to somebody to even notice them, you know, at first. Then her speak and mind, having her mind right, you know.
Okay, Well,
you know, that's the most turn on right there.
Have you ever, you know, before, long time ago, forget what your name. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Have you ever met somebody and, you know, y'all probably just started out just as friends, but the more you talk to them, it was just like the more, like mentally you just got deep all off into them?
Yeah. You know, like a damn wildebeest, but talk good.
You say she looked like a wildebeest.
Oh, yeah. You said talk to it.
That's your knee.
You know, Marley got to talk fast and in codes. You know, she be right there on that ass. Who you talking about, boy? I'm gonna call y'all back. But no, I mean seriously, because I've been in situations where, all right, I've been in a relationship, and I was in a relationship with a person, but I didn't know, like, you know, I didn't know everything that went on with the person, you know. And then when we met back up later down the line in life, it was like, wow. You know, once we finally sat down and said, well, okay, I'm gonna let everything go. And she said, I'm going to let everything go, too. And we got to talking to each other and, like, really, like, oh, okay, this was that. It was like, damn, you know, you'd be truly amazed how much you have in common with a person, and you never knew it. So and it had me curious, like, you know, but for so long, like, us being younger and shit, you know, we like shit, you know. I'm not going to lie. I would be the first one to sit there. Man, I'm not talking to that motherfucker. You out your goddamn mind. No. Hell no. I wasn't playing the wing, man. I wasn't doing shit. Come on, man. Just no. I'm not doing it. Fuck that. You're not, like my man Marley said, you ain't catch me with that wildebeest. No, I'm not doing it.
That's not true. You did a wingman one time. You did a wingman one time, bruh. That's not true, Cass.
Okay.
And that's probably what stopped you from being the wingman, but yeah, you did the wingman one time.
Wait, you know what? I'm going to entertain this. I'm actually going to entertain this tonight. When?
When? You don't remember when we was younger? Chick I was calling all the time. You went over there, the chick was big.
No.
Oh, you don't remember that? So, yeah, you never did the wingman. All right, Cass.
I'm honestly entertaining that idea, dog.
You're right, Cass.
Make me remember. That's all I'm asking. I didn't say it didn't happen. I said I don't remember it. Make me remember.
I had a good night, so never mind.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You know what, man? Okay. Nevertheless, I'm just saying, man. Okay. You know, Wick, you actually can discombobulate me at any point in time of the day. I swear. All right, but now, if you did have to say something, what's your best asset? What would it be? Now, I'm gonna start with you, Lickstart. Your best asset.
Oh my gosh, my best asset.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be like, now come on, now you get out the shower, you look at yourself. I know it's something on you. Be like, okay, yeah, I'm looking right. Right. This looking right.
I don't think my best asset is physical. I mean, if I'm being perfectly honest, I don't see myself as the most attractive person. Now, I know that I'm not the ugly duckling, but I don't see myself as the most physically attractive person. I personally, I'm working on my body. I'm trying to get to the point where when I get out the shower, I'm like, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So you mean to tell me every time you get out the shower, you just like, ugh?
No, I don't say ugh. I don't feel disgusted when I see myself. I'm working on myself to the point where, I mean, all right, let's say, for instance, we're together, we're intimate. You know, I would probably be that person, you know, where I'm not the first person to get naked. I'm just not. I would probably leave my shirt on because I'm not comfortable with my midsection.
Okay.
So.
Okay. I mean, I understand. All right. Now, I'm going to flip it. I'm going to ask my boy Molly. Molly.
Mm-hmm.
What's your best asset on you? I mean, when you got a shot, what's the first thing you do?
I don't know. I got some muscles up under this fat. You know what I'm saying? I got some bait. My bait is still all right. You know what I'm saying?
I'm talking about.
You know, I can still see some of that six pack up under there. Still, it's a two pack.
Hey,
you know, but
okay. So you do that too. You still be looking like, all right, I see the definition. If I could just get that motherfucker down, I'd be all right.
Yep. Yeah, if I can do some
more
crunches.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, though. I do the same thing, dog. I be like, God damn, the definition is still there. I could just get this motherfucker down. That's right before I drink the beer. That's right before I drink my beer, of course. Then I'm like, oh, well.
Oh, well, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Bump it.
All right, Jadine, what about you? Your best asset.
Me?
Okay.
All of it.
I understand that, but for the show's sake, can you kind of like, you know, I mean, damn, I'm fighting the flu here, so the one word answer is not helping me out at all.
Oh, let's see. mean, I love everything about myself.
I feel the ball.
Okay.
You said what?
I said okay. Okay. I mean, I
have nice, voluptuous breasts. I love my breasts. I don't have a problem with my weight. If I have a problem with my weight, then I'm going to do something about it. But I'm not the type of person that, okay, because I got a stomach, I'm not going to show myself that. I don't feel like that. Because I've always been thick. And as far as I'm concerned, it don't matter what weight size I am. It's going to be men that like me if I'm thin. It's going to be men that like me when I'm thick. So it don't matter.
Yep, that's the way it's going to be. You know, I try to tell you mom.
Okay,
you
know,
based on
what she said, I don't have a problem with any part of my body. It's not my size that bothers me. It's the way it's put together that fucks me up. You know what I'm saying? Because, shit, it's like if it wasn't for that one part of my body, you couldn't tell me shit. It's that one area that I'm trying to work on.
Well, when I get out of the shower and I look at myself in the mirror, I do a dance and shake my ass. That's how I feel about myself.
Well, I understand. But come on. I mean, I understand what everybody being saying, that they feel good about themselves. But that's just like, okay, if that's just like me. There's no way in hell I'm finna put on one of them motherfuckers. And Marty, I think you probably gonna agree with me. There's no way in hell I'm finna put on one of them tight ass silk muscle shirts, or you know, them tight fitted ass shirts. And I got no fucking
up.
I'm not wearing that shit. You said what?
I said, you're not going to put on one of them Sean Wayne, Jamie Foxx shirts?
Hell no. I'm not wearing one. No, I'm not. I just like some motherfuckers. I'm looking at some motherfuckers that when I'm like, okay, you might have been able to pull that shit off in your early 20s. There's no way in hell you need to have them motherfucking pants on and that shirt, because that shirt ain't going that – When your shirt don't go over your belly and your belly just protruding out just immensely, it's not right. I'm sorry. I just want to be like, baby, don't go to the club like that. Somebody should just told you don't go to the club like that. Don't. And then you sitting there, then, especially then when it ride up and them stretch marks showing, no, don't do that. What you doing?
When you're spending.
But that's not feeling bad about yourself. That's them dressing inappropriately according to their weight. So that's different.
Okay. All right, maybe it is. But I just seen it so much today that I was just like, oh, my God. I mean, I'm like, God. And then the motherfucking look, I guess the look on my face kind of like, I don't know if it was a disgust look, but I tried to tell her I was sick, so it wasn't the fact that, you know, I wasn't looking at you like, ugh. Then again, I probably was, but, you know, I'm trying to get me some cold medicine, and this motherfucker, all I can do is look at the back of her. I'm just looking at the crack of her ass and these stretch marks with this tattoo that says sexy on it. Somebody told you wrong. Somebody lied to you. You need your ass whooped for that. I'm sorry.
You know what?
Huh?
You know what, Kat? You know, somebody once told me that I dress like I'm some, you know, fat old lady. Well, I don't see it that way. I don't think I dress like a fat old lady, but I'm not trying to see. That's what my thing is. I'm not trying to be that chick that's thinking she's the shit. Somebody is over here looking disgusted. You see what I'm saying? It's like, I'm not going to put myself
in it. I mean, you know what you can and you can't wear. I mean, now, if you sitting there, like, okay, let's say, for instance, I'm going to use my brother for example. My brother is every bit of 100 and probably, I give him, because he's like 6'2", 6'3". I'd probably give him like 140, 150, and that's just because he's tall. He's like a fucking stick. But he always figured he can wear my clothes. Now, I'm On a good day, I'm 230. Now, 140, you know, 140 and 230, you know, that's damn near a whole person. And not to mention, I'm short. So, you know, I'm short, I'm compact. I wear what, a 38-40. I ain't ashamed of it. Fuck it. Let it fly. Let the mother fly where it's going to fly. Now, my brother was probably a what? At the most, a 32. I'm stretching with the 32. Now, I left a bunch of clothes at my mom's house. Now, I guess my brother felt compelled, like, well, fuck it, if he left them there, I'm aware. But you can immediately tell that these clothes do not fit him. You can immediately tell, like, he did not buy these clothes for himself. Them clothes is too fuck. I mean, he looked like a fuck. I mean, it literally, like, you know how you see somebody with the belt? I mean, how when they put their belt on and how all the little ruffles be right there at the top? It's like somebody just, he looked like a money bag. You know how a money bag has wrapped up at the at the middle, and you just see it just the it just looks horrible. But you can't tell him shit. And he'd be like, "Well, come on, we can go to the club now." Hell no, we're not. No, we're not going nowhere like that. So I mean, I'm just saying, different people. I mean, you should know what the fuck you can and can't wear. Hold on, we got us a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey.
Hey. Who's this? Huh? Hello? She said hey and didn't say nothing else. Okay.
All right. Well, you remember back in those days, people wearing that stuff. Remember, you know, 10 years ago, or I don't know, maybe a little bit longer. I don't know, probably about 10 years ago, cats was wearing 5X shirts, you know, and big baggy white T-shirts, just because, you know.
Yeah, but even when it was fashionable, the shit didn't look right. Man, I'm just saying.
I mean, hell, I don't take it to that extreme. I don't walk around in fucking potato sacks and those shit like that. I'm just not going to walk around in spandex either because I know I can't do that.
You know what I feel my skin is my best asset. Can I say that? My skin...
Well, hell, you said you, so I guess that covers everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I only say that because I have real, real soft skin, really soft. So I like the way my skin feels.
Oh. Okay, one minute. I think we got a caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I don't know what happened last time. This is Selena. Hey.
What's up, baby? What's going on with you?
Nothing. What's
up? That's the thing you say about that skin, to me, because that's one thing that got me with my wife, you know. She was like that, a different color brown, like that Olivia. Remember that girl Olivia from G-Unit?
Uh-huh.
That kind of skin tone, like a baked Duracell battery.
A baked Duracell battery.
What's that, Dynacell? All
right, I'm gonna have to use that. Baby, you look like a fake Duracell battery. Oh, I'm feeling you. I'm feeling you real. Oh, damn.
Well, let me charge you up.
Right. All right, Selena, what's your best asset on you?
Me? My lips.
What did you say?
My lips. What, you can't hear my phone? You can't hear me?
I can hear you now, baby. I can hear you fine now.
I said my lips.
Well, okay. So what? Do you use them different shades to just bring it out, or you just be like, fuck it, I just know my lips look good?
I mean, natural or not natural. I put different colors. That's pretty much the makeup I wear. I don't wear makeup, so I guess I can dress them up, dress them down, whatever.
Okay. You don't smoke weed, do you?
Yes, you do. The phone going in and out. Something ain't right.
You know, I find that to be a fucking fucked up question.
I'm just saying. I mean, you got
because
some people that. No, nah. I mean, in all honesty, you got some people that can smoke weed, and you know it's cool. You got some that smoke weed, and their lips turn black, and they just don't take care of their lips.
I smoke weed.
There is a way for a lady,
but my lips turn black.
Ladies are not supposed to smoke with their lips. Ladies smoke with their fingertips, and that is how you avoid that black lip syndrome. I'm trying to tell you, you know what I'm saying?
With the
fingertips.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds about right. Well, my lips are not black, so.
That's because you smoke like a lady. You don't smoke like a
right.
You don't supposed to put that shit right directly on your lips. Is you crazy?
And that is very ugly.
Yes, it is.
Hold on now. Let me clarify one thing now. I don't care if you smoke weed. I ain't tripping if you smoke weed. If you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. But my thing is this. Now, if I sit there, I can't stand no motherfucker that keep talking about dating. Like, if me and you sitting there, and I call you, and I'm like, what you doing? Shit, I'm finna go have a session with my niggas. I'm going to hit you back. No, don't call me back. I'm serious. Do not fucking call me back.
If I deal with somebody that don't smoke, chances are that person is never ever going to see me smoke. You know what I'm saying? They know I do it, sure, but I'm not gonna do it in their presence. That's just me. I'm not saying that that's how it should be or anything, but I mean, shit, the fact that you know I smoke is enough, but I know you don't smoke, so I'm not going to sit up here and, you know what I'm saying, blaze up while you sitting here or whatever, because I know that's not what you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm saying, but now, I mean, it can be if you're doing it in a, take old girl for baby boy. Remember when Jody went over there and, you know, she was smoking a little joint and whatnot? That looked it right. I mean, you like, okay, all right, that's kind of cool. You know, she had the candles and everything all set up. She's smoking her little joint. You know, no big thing. You know, that was kind of a turn on, the way she kind of puffed it up. But now, you talking about a motherfucker that got tobacco all over the damn table and Swisher wrappers all over the motherfucking place. Man, hell no. This ain't no turn on. Shit, I just finished blazing up with my niggas. Shit, what's happening? What's happening? I'm like Smokey now, not a goddamn thing. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm trying to get Adam's apple. What's going on here?
If I walk in your crib and you know what I'm saying, and you talking about you just finished blazing with your niggas, and you got Swishers, wrappers, and motherfucking cigarette. A pack of Newport 100s right there on the table, and drank with bottles and shit still right there. I'm leaving because I'm thinking in my head, these niggas coming right back.
Mm-hmm. It ain't no telling what they did with her while they was
right.
Right.
Because, I mean, my thing, if I get you high, I'm trying to fuck you. I'm not going to even lie to you. I'm trying to fuck you if I get you high. You want to smoke?
Oh, my God.
Well,
no,
that ain't always true,
because
I smoke with, you know, with, well, of course.
Like a, look here, that's because they knew they didn't have a chance. If I thought I had a chance, yes, I'm going to get you high and I'm going to fuck you. Yes, I'm not buying you no motherfucker. You think I'm supplying your high just to make you feel good? Hell no. It got to be something.
You're
mm-hmm.
such a horn dog. Oh, my goodness.
Mm, come on,
hey,
man.
Hey, that's all. Hey, that's all, man. Ain't no man going to buy you no good weed. So you smoke all this shit up and then bounce out.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. And like I said, I don't smoke weed. I'm not a weed. I haven't been an avid weed smoker in years. So I'm going to ask the question. If anybody got the answer, please tell me. How much do a Kush blunt cost now? Do anybody know?
I don't know. I mean, if I bad, I smoke joints, so I don't know.
But I'm saying Kush is, like, kind of expensive now, right?
Yeah.
So now you think I'm finna buy you some Kush and a drink, and I'm just sitting there just looking at you getting high, and that making me feel good? Hell no.
That's why she's supposed to bring out shit.
Now, if you bring your own, then we can square this away. All right, well, fuck it. We going to go. Right. But if I'm sitting there I'll buy you Kush blunt.
Why would you buy a Kush blunt if you don't smoke it?
Exactly. And now, okay, now you see my point. So if I bought it, what you think I'm trying to do?
Exactly.
You ain't fucking with me, I'm passing out.
Stay away from them ratchets.
You say you passing out.
Shit.
I ain't never smoked a fuck. Even when I did used to smoke, I used to smoke to relax. So as soon as I was done smoking, I'll be passed out. So unless you want to fuck a dead body.
I got something to wake your ass up.
Oh my God.
I don't give a damn.
Don't move if you want to. I bet you I get mine. Wake up. What is this?
I'm going to tell you a secret. I'm going to tell you a motherfucking secret about Kush. That shit don't get you no higher for no longer. All it do is smell better, and it might burn a little slower. But there's no, you know what I'm saying, there's no fucking, oh, I got to have, I want my shit. What Cat Williams say? I wanted to say right on the bag, regular weed. Because why? For number one, for my $20, I'm getting $20 worth. You know what I'm saying? For my $50, I'm getting $50 worth. I go get $50 worth of Kush, that ain't really nothing but, you know what I'm saying, a 20 stack of some regular weed. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
That's tipping in reverse. I'm good.
I mean,
I want to be able to smoke all week. I don't want to get high today and be done. I want to smoke all week.
I mean, my thing is this. It don't matter if you buy weed, I mean, Kush weed, regular weed. If I buy you some weed, I'm trying to fuck you. That's just the bottom line. Go ahead, get high.
Mm-hmm.
You
holler at me.
Why?
We
didn't look
at you.
Why I got to be an asshole? You damn, that's a double stroke. Keep puffing.
Every puff you take, keep on.
Ooh, I'm feeling lightheaded. All right, you go lay down right there.
For that leg cock over.
Now, yeah, shit. You be sitting there talking. All you gonna hear is me unbuckling my belly. He did what?
Oh my God!
Wow, that's fucked up. He did that. I mean, why would he do that?
Nasty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait a minute. He said that to you? Turn around. Hold on. Shit. Oh, shit. I'm telling you, by the end of the night, you be talking about, Me and Cass had a good time. He's just chilling. He really understand me. Yes, I do. You done got fucked. Well, you know it. You done got fucked twice.
Come on. Hey, you got a problem.
I'm just saying. You got fucked twice. You can. You just. All you came to do is smoke a blunt and talk about your problem. Yeah. Go ahead. So, anybody feel like they need to get something off their chest, and I got a cush blunt for you. I keep one on
me. I won't even want that pussy though.
A cush blunt. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Selena, I mean, shit, you might get upset one day. Might need
and
to
I have my own damn, and I always have a pack on me.
Hey Marley, pour your drink.
Yeah.
Anyone? Girl, go ahead and take a double. Take a double.
Shut your ass up.
double triple seven. Go ahead and get your
wait a minute, I got this new drink for you. Here, let me fix it for you. Look at that rainbow
right
there. It looks good. Go ahead and drink.
Or the number
come
one.
On,
drink.
Y'all know what we're on.
You say alcohol is different.
Yeah, alcohol is totally different to me than smoking weed. You plan on giving me some alcohol, you plan on being that long damn time, you know.
Now that's the one thing about alcohol. Alcohol, well, I don't know. Some women, it take two. I'd be like, God damn, it ain't took effect yet. Damn. Another shot. Come on, and another thing, he ain't shit. Girl, I'm tired of hearing about him. Shit. Shit, now come on, now. Shit, this motherfucker done drunk half the motherfucking bottle.
No, seriously.
Now that reminds me of a situation. And Selena, you know this person. I'm not gonna call their name out. But
I am.
I ain't gonna call their name out. But
okay, I quit. Okay.
No, we was with some people from on 409 one night, and we were kicking it. And you know, we asked, you know, what y'all drinking? And like, shit, we want Hennessy. I'm like, okay, no problem. Man. Now, the one female that was with us, you know, she was cool. She, you know, she poured a little cup, you know, and, you know, conversating, chilling. Now, the other one that was with us, it was like, you might as well just gave her the bottle and let her drink straight out the motherfucking bottle. I mean, she was trying to kill. Like, she had never had no Hennessy before. And, I mean, she was trying to, like, take big, you know, fuck it. And I heard her say, girl, we going to kill this shit. We going to kill this shit. Fuck these niggas. We going to kill this shit. Okay. You know, I'm looking at her like, all right, bitch, I don't even drink it. Me, personally, I don't drink Hennessy. I drink white liquor. But, and I mean, she was going. Every time the bottle opened, she wasn't pouring a shot. She was pouring, like, double shots. Okay.
Oh, my God.
This bitch got drunk. And next thing you know, now she talking all this shit. Man, we going to drink that shit, and I'm finna call. And this is what she said. She said she was going to drink our drink. And she's going to call another motherfucker to come pick her up. That motherfucker was on the hood of that damn car getting ran.
First time, when the ceiling and everything, we was there for you.
We got another caller.
You plainly on your own because you want to do things your way.
Okay, I think I'm going to do acting.
Sean, look what's happening now. Look what's happening now. You just finished a case up in Lake County. Now you have one here. That shit ain't fucking cute.
Okay.
One prematurely.
They pressed charges, Sean.
We're going to mute her right
you'll,
now.
You'll know when you got to go to court. You
okay.
We're going to mute her.
Okay. Who was that? Who was that you was talking about, Cass?
I can't. I ain't gonna put a name. I'm gonna tell you, we was with Moomoo. We was with Moomoo, but it wasn't Moomoo. It was a friend. It was another one of y'all friends.
And that I be with too?
You've been with her. You've been with her at times. And that motherfucker and my boy, and I ain't gonna lie, my boy did a bad. He did a bad. She was throwing up. He didn't stop. He did not stop. She was on that end. She was like, wait a minute. I think I got to throw up. He like, shit, not on my car. Spent her ass around, and the motherfucker was on off. I mean, she put her hands down and throwing up, and he steady going, flap, 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 flap. And when he hit her, he just bagged up off of her. He bagged up off of her like a stinking bitch.
But now, honestly,
in hindsight, to look back on it, yeah, it was wrong. But come on, man. She was trying to be a greedy bitch that night. She was trying to be a greedy bitch, and I think she got a just deserve. Maybe she shouldn't have got done it that harsh, but shit.
No, people put themselves in a motherfucking situation. Shit, if you gonna sit up and you with a bunch of niggas and you get drunk behind, you know, if you get foobar, well, hell, you know what I mean?
Okay,
you're not a motherfucking man, and you shouldn't be out there trying to drink like a man. You shouldn't be out there trying to, you know what I mean? Why? That's just not ladylike. It's just not ladylike. You know what I mean? It just isn't. It just ain't. You know what I'm saying? We could be here. We could be at my house, and if I'm fucked up, I'm not going to keep drinking. I'm not because, hell, I want to get some dick, and I don't want to throw up. You know what I'm saying? I want to be coherent to my parents.
Right.
And so I'm not going to be drinking. I'll have my couple of shots and get my little buzz on. And then after that, I can drink some more when we get too fucked up. I'm not going to
I'm going to
get to the point where I don't know who's inside of me. That's just not ladylike. It's just not.
I don't know.
Okay, now let me ask you another question. Because this is a debate been going on for a long time. I was put in a situation, and I just want to ask y'all point of view. I was put in a situation where it was some females. This is a long time ago. It was some females there, and this one particular female, she told me, she's like, Cass, why don't you invite some of your guys over? So I said, okay. I invited three of my guys over. And, it was more than one female. It was a couple of females, a couple of guys. Everybody was drinking. Now, this one particular female, she consumed more than she can handle, And she got real, she just started turning into a motherfucking freak. You know, my boy, he kind of like tapped on the leg like, damn. And I'm going to tell you his exact word. He's like, damn, I'd like to see what's up under there. And he tapped her like on the thigh. She said, shit, you ain't got to do nothing but ask. She took her pants down, pulled her pants completely off, right? She said, shit, you like what you see? He said, hell yeah. So she straddled him. She straddled across him, started grinding on him. So now my other partner sitting there, he looking like, God damn. So she was like, shit, let me see what you working with. So now she grabs him, right? She grabs him too. You know, She's straddling one, and she's trying to jack the other one off. Okay. Now, the third guy, he never touched her. He would never touch her. Now, in the midst of this, they like, you know, they looking at me like, all right, man, shit, we finna run her. We about to run her. Now, my spidey senses start tingling. And I was like, don't do it, y'all. So, you know, they like, man, you know, I pulled them in the kitchen, and I told them, don't do it. Don't do it. So, you know, of course, men being men. They like, man, what the fuck you mean? She coming on us. Okay, I understand that, but something's just telling me to tell them not to do it. So in the midst of us talking, she just busts into the kitchen, pushes my boy to the wall, drops down to her knees, like, you know, sucking dick. So she like, so what's up? Fuck all this talking. I mean, shit, y'all going to be talking or y'all trying to fuck? They didn't do it. They didn't do it. The next morning, she woke up and said that they tried to rape her. Now, y'all tell me. But now she was like, ooh, they almost raped me. And motherfuckers was agreeing with it. Like, that was fucked up. They tried that with you. How is that fucked up that they tried that? I mean, anybody, because I mean, if anybody feel like that was, that they was going, I mean, if anybody feel like, yeah, that if they had sex with her, that would have been rape, please tell me. Because me personally, I don't believe that it would have been rape.
I don't think so either. I think, okay, it would have been maybe taking advantage of a drunk chick, but that's not rape, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you came here, you pulled my pants down, stuck my dick in your mouth. What the fuck else I'm going to do? Hell yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's, you're giving me the green light.
Hold on. Miss Pimp, what's happening?
I just wanted to say good morning to everybody, and I agree. There's a difference between rape and being taken advantage of. And when one is intoxicated to the point where they're, like, out of their mind, you know, people say what they say, but taking advantage of somebody in that state, I can see where that person could say that. That's not what it is.
How?
But I can see. It's very simple. It's very simple. I mean, you're taking advantage of somebody that's just not in their right mind, and that's just what it is.
Really? I mean,
yeah.
You're not falling down. You're not falling down drunk. You just buzz. I mean, but at the same time, you sitting there, you're initiating this. I didn't initiate it, you did. So how in the hell am I taking advantage of you?
I mean, it's not forcible rape. It's not, you know, rape. It's not forcible rape. What I'm saying is when you take advantage of somebody that is, I don't care if they are coming out to you. If they are, like, drunk and you're taking advantage of that situation. No.
Okay, but now my question is this: if I just met you, I don't know what your alcohol intake is. I don't know how much you can consume. I mean, you're not slurring your words. You're not falling down, staggering drunk. You're not, you know, your eyes ain't rolling in the back of your head. And you, to me, you showing that you capable and you truly understanding what the fuck you doing. How in the hell am I raping you?
I mean,
how would that even come?
Check this out.
Huh?
Say you with a girl that you ain't even never met before, or you know her a little bit, whatever. You know, and you guys
okay.
get into the mix and this, that, and the other. And, I mean, y'all are both with it. And she says, stop. But her body language and everything she's doing and saying says otherwise. She did say stop. But her body language and everything else is saying otherwise. And you continue doing what you're doing.
Well, if she says stop, then that's it.
Well, I mean, she says stop, but I mean, you're comparing apples and oranges.
I hear what you're saying, but I'm saying her body language, she's set, like, got you up against the wall. She's down on her knees. She's like, but stop. You understand
okay,
what I'm
stop.
Saying?
Okay,
so
but as
what
I'm
saying,
saying this girl
it's
never
like
said
no
stop, so.
Being drunk. I'm not agreeing with this woman and what she's saying, but lightweight, I can see where that comes from.
I can't see.
You know,
I'm sorry. I don't agree.
I don't agree with her, but I'm saying being a woman, I can see where she would say that. She might be a little,
okay.
you know.
Okay, so that's just
you know,
like if I'm at a club. if I'm at a club and you at a club and, you know, you done had a couple of drinks and I done had a couple of drinks and we decide to go home together and we have sex and you wake up the next morning and you feeling like, okay, damn, I wish I'd have never had. You just need to chalk that up to a bad decision you made. Don't say that I raped you or I took advantage of you, because, shit, if I had drinks, you had drinks, I don't know your alcohol intake. I don't know how much you can consume before you staggering down. If you walk that motherfucker and you looking fine to me and you have no problem, then how the hell am I supposed to be the one to say, okay, she fucked up. She too drunk.
Yeah.
Hold on. We got a new call. The caller, what's happening?
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
What's up?
Poetry.
What's going on, Poetry?
Not much. Just hanging in there. How everybody doing?
How you doing?
We telling. All right. Well, Poetry, you since you just got on, let me get you up to speed. Okay. Let's just say you got a girl. You got a girlfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And y'all have some drinks, and y'all invite some guys over. Now, your friend, she gets really promiscuous with these guys. She gets promiscuous with two of them, with two. And now, all of a sudden, you know, whatever happens, let's just say a situation happens. And for whatever odd reason, I mean, it stopped. Maybe one of his guys stop her or, you know, whatever the question is. The next morning, she say, dang. They was about to rape me. Would you agree with her and say that they were about to rape her?
I'm sorry, your phone beeped out. You said, would I let her say they raped her?
I mean, would you feel like, yeah, they almost raped you? But now she came on to both of them.
No, I wouldn't say that she was raped if she was, you know, participating in it. But
right, she initiated. Not only did she participate, she initiated it.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I'm stepping off what you're saying, but if I'm her friend and I'm sitting here watching her and I see that she's getting, you know, a little bit out of order, then I should stop it for getting, you know, a little bit too far gone. Now, if I attempt to stop it and she proceed on after, you know, I intervene to let her know, hey, you know, you have a little bit too much drink, watch what you're doing, but she keep on doing it, then no, I can't say that they raped her because she, unless she just says no, but if she ain't saying
no,
the word no never
came out. Now, let's just say you did intervene. You intervened, you stopped it, it didn't happen. The next morning, she wake up like, oh, girl, thank you, because they almost raped me. Would you agree with her? Would you be like, yeah, they almost did?
No.
Well, what would you tell her? Would you tell her, like, no, bitch, you was being a hoe, or?
I would tell her, no, they didn't try to rape you. I'd be like, bitch, did you see what you did? Like, you know what I'm saying? You put a nigga dick out of his pocket, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just started telling her, like, her actions of what she was actually doing. You know, so she can hopefully remember what she was doing and be like, oh, damn, I did that. Or maybe, you know what I'm saying, I was just starting making her realize what the fuck she was doing. But I wouldn't let her call rape on nobody, and that wasn't the case.
Okay. Janine, what about you? You've been quiet on this one. What would you say?
Oh, man, of course, they wouldn't rape her. She was doing what she wanted to do. Regardless if you're intoxicated or not. I wouldn't. You can't come back and say they raped you just because you made a bad decision.
And that was my thing. Now, a bad decision, yes, I will say you made that. I will say that was the case all day long. But just to sit there and be like, yeah, they raped you, and it pissed me off because these was like real good friends of mine. And for you to sit there and, like, you know, try to act like my friends are a bunch of rapists when you approach them. They didn't nobody tell you to take your clothes off. Nobody told you to stick no dick in your mouth. Nobody told you to do none of the above. And even when they was like, all right, cool out. When I mean, granted, yeah, I mean, they was like, well, shit, she down. Shit, fuck it. We gon', you know, fuck it. Now,
they took advantage of the situation, though.
How?
My thing is this: how
can you take advantage of a situation? If I just met you, I don't know nothing. I don't know that you can't drink, or I don't know your intake. So how am I taking advantage of you when you initiated it?
Think about it. You know what I'm saying? Alcohol, I mean, and this is something that nobody can deny. Alcohol clouds a person's judgment. Everything that we do as individuals is a choice. So just because the drunk chick came on to you did not mean that you had to go through with it. It was up to you as a man to say, or whomever, as a woman, whoever, to say, you know what? I don't want to do this. You're not in the right state of mind right now. Whether you can see that she's drunk or not, you know she's been drinking. You know what I'm saying? Maybe this is the type of person who would, you know, and that would all depend on how much you knew about the chick. If you ain't know nothing about it, I can see what you're saying. But at the same time, you have a choice. You can choose to say, nah, I'm not going to fuck you. You drunk. You know what I'm saying? If we're going to fuck, we're going to fuck while we sober. So it ain't no damn
question. Come on.
No,
okay, can I ask you a question? How many times you done fuck while you been drunk?
Not somebody that I'm just meeting.
Okay,
can I give you a different scenario? But mean it's the same thing as what you're saying, but let me give you a different picture. So you're saying because somebody's drunk that they should know what they're doing, or, you know, so what's the difference between somebody that's 16 years old, you know, wanting to have sex with a 21-year-old? But by law, she can't, because the law says that she, you know, she can't think on her own because that's a minor. It's the same thing as being drunk, you know.
No, I think you comparing apples and oranges, sweetheart. I mean, that's just the scenario. That's just like the scenario if we're at a club. If we're at a club and you come home with me and you have sex with me, and in the morning you regret it. In the morning you feel like, okay, well, you know, I shouldn't have did that. You know,
right.
I was drunk. I was under the influence. I raped you?
No, I'm with you up until the rape part. Like, you know, that never said you had to rape somebody. The only thing we're saying is that, you know, if you see a female, you at the club, and, you know, she can tell she's intoxicated because she, you know, stepping all over, falling all over, leaning all over everything, you know what I'm saying? But you still... Yeah, she might be kissing on you and grabbing your dick in your ass, whatever, but you can see how she, her state of being is. And if her state of being is not coherent enough to
this is what the part that y'all not understanding. If I don't know you and you're not falling down drunk, you're not staggering, you're not even slurring your words. I mean, I just met you. I met you. You met me. You keep telling me you like me. I'm like, all right, I like you too. And you like, well, shit, I like him too. I don't know which one of y'all to choose from, so fuck it. I'm going to take y'all both.
She takes both.
You know what? People just need to be accountable for their own actions. You know, when you started drinking with these people that you didn't even fucking know, you know how much you need to drink before you get drunk. And you didn't stop. You continued to drink. Be accountable for your own actions. Don't try to put it off on somebody else because you made a fucked up decision. Because people know how many drinks you drink before you know you're
right,
going to be
right.
drunk. We know that about ourselves. So it's just
you're
like,
right.
you didn't deal this with people you didn't even know. Why are you out here drinking with these people anyway? And
right.
drinking that much where you... You know, got yourself into this position, and not even in a position because you going after them. So to me, I don't feel sorry. I don't feel like it's raping. I don't feel like she was taken advantage of. I feel like she made a fucked up decision. She was embarrassed when she woke up that morning of the shit that she did because everybody done seen it, and she was just embarrassed. And that's trying to turn the table to make it seem like.
oh, well, you know, oh, I was taking advantage of it. You know what?
But you made a good point too. I just think it's like a double. I think it's just a double standard on both sides.
How?
Me personally,
I don't think it's a double standard. I don't think I agree completely with Janine. All I was saying is that, you know, there that would be the other way of looking at it. But I agree. She put herself in a situation. Well, like she said, she put herself in a situation where she embarrassed herself and she was trying to show her face. But you don't, you don't go fuck up somebody else's life because you made a bad decision. That's fucked up.
Yeah, all it is bad decisions. Because because the man can't cry rape, because most times they get laughed at. Well, you didn't get raped. That shit happened every day and all day.
Every day.
Every day.
You know.
And never
happen. So did something happen out of this? Like, did somebody call rape on somebody or something?
No, she tried to. She tried to say that they tried to rape her, and I snapped off. I went off. I went completely off. I'm like, man, what the fuck you mean my friend tried to rape you? You know, that's bullshit. You know, that how in the fuck did they try to rape you? And then, you know, then it's motherfucker. You have motherfuckers sitting there, yeah, girl, yeah, ooh, they almost raped you. And, you know, now you got motherfuckers like, oh, I don't want to be around his friends, they rapists. Come on now, how you going to sit there and put that stigma on them when you said that? And I swear, I wish I had a camcorder back then because to let her see exactly what she was doing. I mean, it wouldn't have been a motherfucking judge across the face of America that would have convicted them. You know what I'm saying? Because if that's the case, then I think that shit, if that's the case, I think that we, I mean, if I meet you at a club and we go home and you feel like, oh, I shouldn't have did that. Hell, you could call rape on me.
Exactly.
Oh, well, you took advantage of me. Well, I mean, how did I take advantage of you? Well, I wasn't in my right frame of mind. How in the fuck did I know that? You're an adult. You're an adult sitting in a bar, and we go home and we have sex. You gonna sit here and tell me just because you felt like you made a bad choice, I raped you, I took advantage of you? No, come on now.
That's just like you make a mistake, and you take a motherfucker home and his dick little. You done made a bad decision.
So wait, what are you doing when it happens? Do you put him out?
Oh, it's too late then.
Hell no, I ain't going nowhere. I'm just fucking
get
here.
I'm here now. Nigga, you can get that shit and get up out of here. I don't give a fuck. It ain't never too late.
Whatever.
Then you holler, right, nigga, right. Get the fuck out.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it. You knew you was gambling when you told me to come over here. Shit. Come on, right up.
50-50 change.
I'm full.
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
And I'm ready for it. I wish a motherfucker would talk about all and this ain't finna work. Shit.
you saw real quick that dick little. What the fuck?
Yeah, like put my little shit up.
Oh,
fuck out.
You know what? My period just came down. I'm so sorry. We're gonna have to. We're gonna have to reset. It's heavy.
Yep.
It ain't never been this heavy before.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Trying to
tell you. Hey, motherfucker, ain't nothing wrong. That's all right. Ain't nothing wrong with your lips.
What the hell? I'm a fuck. Shit,
here.
This dick little. You ain't gonna feel it that way.
I don't give a damn. Don't have me come away over there for no bullshit.
Yeah. Well, you know your dick little anyway. Niggas know they got little dick. They act like they don't know.
I told you that after the second kamikaze. When you ordered that second kamikaze, you might not been paying attention to me. And I told you. I ain't working with much. But hey, I do what I do. Now take it to what the fuck I just said. Now. And I reminded you when you had that third Long Island iced tea. Hey, you know you're drinking a whole lot now. Hey.
But you owe me.
But you be mad if you get her ass back home
and she fuck around be like Cherry, or I'm gonna get you sucker, and then start taking off her hair, her eyelashes, her ass, her teeth, and bitch pop off her head. What you gonna do? What you gonna
do?
It all looks the same in the dark. I'm just not going to turn on the
exactly.
light.
Exactly. You know what? If it's all in the dark, it don't matter. Like, so you better not tell nobody.
So you ain't going to trip
when you went to go put a leg up and it ain't there.
Exactly.
And by that time, I'm knee deep in the pussy. Oh, what the fuck? Oh, well, I'm almost through now. I'm almost through now.
You done tried to reach for a leg that wasn't there. You fuck around and headbutt her because ain't no wall right there, nothing to support
you.
That both of y'all.
You already been it too late.
Oh, yeah. And our friends be like, all right, now, Nene.
Get me jugging and jugging all up in it.
Man, come on, now. Yeah, now, come on. That's just like y'all getting with an ugly motherfucker, and this motherfucker got a dick like a horse. Y'all might be like, ugh, let me just close my eyes and think about somebody else.
No. No.
I don't know.
Okay, so now hold on, y'all. Jadine, you mean to tell me you ain't never gave no ugly dude no pussy?
Nope. I mean, not somebody that I felt was ugly. If I feel you ugly, no, I didn't. I mean, a friend of mine, she had this motherfucker, she was always fucking him, and she wanted us to do a threesome with him, and I was just like, no. And she had him sitting over there, dick just long. And I was like, bitch, I don't give a fuck if you put a sheet over that motherfucker's head. Just the thought of him touching me is disgusting. He was just so through.
Yeah.
I believe everybody gave out some charity pussy at least once, and they like, oh, fuck it. Man, he nice.
Not to somebody I didn't feel was cute. If I didn't feel like I was attracted to you, then no, I didn't. I'm not just going to be
right with
people. I'm not saying
like you give it out all the time. I'm just saying it.
In 40 years
you've been living, somebody
okay.
gave some charity.
You don't do that.
No, yeah. I think females ain't like niggas. I think niggas are fuck anything. Females, if we not attracted to you mentally or either physically, we ain't going to be able to do it because you don't turn us on. So why put ourselves in that situation knowing you don't do shit for us? But y'all bitches get hard as y'all go.
Okay, so let me ask Marley. Marley, you ever gave some charity dick out? I know long time ago.
Oh, yeah, it's some charity. And I'm gonna say them females, they lying too. And you know, it was somebody back from grade school that kept on asking for it. And when they got grown, when they seen his ass again, like, you know what, Nick, you've been begging for the past 15 years. Let me go ahead and give you some of this. She can leave me the hell alone.
And that's why I call it charity pussy. You don't like
exactly.
the motherfucker like that. It's just like, you know what, I'm tired. Here, nigga, take some of this so you get the fuck out of my face.
Exactly.
Now I'm about to change my number on your black ass.
The Steve Irwin. Keep on begging.
It's like Janine said, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, when I look at you, I want to throw up in my mouth and swallow it and enjoy it. No, I'm not going to let you inside of me. Ugh.
Yeah, that's gross. And you got to look
at I'm going to tell you, I've actually been told, like, I don't know if she was pissed off at me or what. She said, I just gave you some pussy just because. I said, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh,
I didn't get mad. I just gave you some pussy just because. I said, oh, okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
But she ain't say you was ugly, though. I mean, that's just saying
she
was saying I'm there.
She did tell me. She said he's like, he ugly as hell. And I'm like, wow, really? So she was like, yeah. And I was like, well, you fuck me if I'm so ugly. She was like, I just gave you something just because. And I said, nah, I appreciate it.
She's a
non
factor.
Right.
I mean, shit.
I mean, everybody I've been with, other people might not have thought they was cute to them. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Just like with everybody. Or they might not have been attracted to them, but it was something about that person with me that I was attracted to.
That nigga dick was like a horse. Yeah, he do got a pretty eye. What? Eye? Wait a minute. She see that motherfucker dick, and he just instantly got cute.
I guess because it's Hazel. It's the Hazel eye girl. Hazel
right.
Eye.
Girl, he got that. What the fuck you see in him, girl? He had that one Hazel eye. One Hazel eye. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
How did you know it was Hazel? Because it was going that way.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. I had one guy that everybody thought he was just so ugly. But we talked first before I even saw how he looked. So to me, that was different. And we kind of clicked mentally and, you know, became friends, and we became close that way. So before I even seen him, we were already close.
See what I mean, Cass? See what I mean?
There you go. He that ugly motherfucker talks his way up into some pussy.
Amen.
But I like the way she put it. Well, you know, everybody else kind of thought he was ugly.
Some people did, but he could pull women in his own way. I'm not saying ugly motherfuckers can't pull women, like I said, shit, I mean, hell, like I explained,
old girl told me she was like, I'm the ugliest motherfucker she was like, I'm the ugliest motherfucker she ever talked to. I'm like, really?
Oh,
she
wow.
She was like, and that was her words. To this day, she still say that. She still say I'm the ugliest motherfucker she ever talked to. Now, I done seen a couple of motherfuckers she didn't talk to, but nevertheless, I'm like, oh, okay. But, yeah, she says to this day, if you ask her, how do cats look, he's ugly as fuck.
And I wouldn't even say other people are ugly. Other people are just not your type. You may have just not been her type.
I mean, okay, whether that's the case or not, but the bitch kept calling me ugly. This bitch was like, this motherfucker's ugly. I mean, I had people that knew her walked up to me and like, did you talk to such and such? And I'm like, you know, I'm like, oh, yeah, that bitch. They like, you the one? And I'm like, I'm doing what? And they like, ugh. She was like, you an ugly motherfucker. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, goddamn. I mean, here this is over 20-something years ago, and this bitch still telling people I'm ugly. I think I know what the problem was. I know what the problem was. I mean, we had sex, you know. I mean, shit. It wasn't pleasurable. I mean, I got my nut, but it wasn't pleasurable. And I mean, she would like say my name. No, I'm not. Why the fuck should I say your name? Shit.
The hell is that?
What the hell is that?
No, my bad. TV. I said that.
I'm just saying, in a sense, you're right, different people do different things. People, you know, maybe I wasn't her type, but, I mean, damn, did she have to just blast me for the past 20 years calling me ugly?
I think she likes you.
She didn't.
I got a question, y'all. I know y'all, most of y'all in the Indiana area. Do any of y'all know Mike Epps?
Mm-hmm.
Not personally.
Okay, somebody said that he's from Gary, Indiana. I'm like, well, I talk to folks all the time. Maybe Gary, Indiana. Okay.
He's from Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. I met him a couple of times. Here. Actually, it was fucked up because the very first time I met him, I was at work. I worked at the airport, and I'm walking past. And I had this, my supervisor was in front of me. And, you know, he's like, I didn't know that motherfuckers, he's like, I ain't know these motherfuckers still got slaves. And, you know, I'm walking behind this white guy, and, man, the whole airport just busts out laughing. I'm like, who the fuck this motherfucker talking to? You know, I'm looking like, oh, this motherfucker talking shit. He like, damn, motherfucker still got slaves, huh? And I guess the way it looked, I'm walking behind this motherfucker, and he looking back talking to me. And, man, I was hot. I'm like, this motherfucker. And then until I noticed who it was, and I'm like, oh, shit. You know, I just got clowned by Mike Epps. Shit, fuck it. It was cool then. But I swear to you, if it was a motherfucker on the street, man, that son of a bitch would have been fighting. Like, hey, who the fuck is calling this thing?
Oh, man.
Well, you know, if he used that, he's talking about you.
Right, if I ever hear that fucking joke, boy, I want my refund to these motherfuckers.
You owe me some money.
Hell yeah. And you know how you when a motherfucker crack a joke on you and you ain't even expect it, you be all embarrassed and shit. You know, I mean, old people was laughing at me like, look at him, yeah, that nigga do look like a slave. And all these white people, they cracking the fuck up. Right. I'm like, this motherfucker. We gonna need you to cut that TV down a little bit, baby.
I'm trying to find my remotes and shit. I'm sorry, my bad.
I mean, she just been got right up there and thought. Got to watching the Jeffersons right here on the show. Just all you hear is Wheezy. God damn.
I'm watching. It's Kevin Hart. It's enough. Then the storm that knocked out, you know, the damn cable and shit.
Oh, okay.
I understand that, baby. We can't turn down a little bit.
Yeah,
bit.
I'm sorry. I didn't think y'all
could
hear. I'm sorry.
I remember one time me and my lady was walking at the IX Convention Center up there in Cleveland, and I thought I was clean, you know, had my little linen on, you know. I ain't had no hat. I thought I was clean, had my little dress shoes on, and this dude was like, Cedric. I'm like, who the hell is Cedric? My fellow talking to you, talking to me, call me Saturday Entertainer. I was like, you son of a bitch.
Wow.
Me and that man don't look nothing alike except for our bill. And my belly ain't that damn big.
Hell, that. Shit, fuck you. You should have just broke out and started doing the comedy skit. Fuck him.
Call me Saturday damn Entertainer.
Cedric do be clean, though.
I probably would have took that as a compliment. Cedric do be clean than a motherfucker, though.
Yeah,
dog.
Hell yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes, he does.
I was going for that look.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Cedric ain't no ugly man.
He's not ugly.
Mm-mm, not at all.
Mm-mm. So in other words, they trying to say, man, you a big dude, though. You're a fat motherfucker.
I was like, big old jolly son of a bitch. I'm always smiling, so I guess I get that non-threatening look. He's a good black. He's a good color.
Right. He wasn't good, Dick Rose. I'll tell you, boy. Oh, boy. I got to honestly tell y'all, y'all made me feel a whole lot better because I really was sick today. It was really killing me. Fucking around with Sin City, you get a good laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And even though y'all, poetry, she, hun, Miss Pimp, talking about my nigga some rapist or some shit. I don't appreciate
that. No, I didn't say that. I did not say that. I agree with what you're saying. I'm just saying, you know, just got to look at it at all angles. That's all.
I'm not trying to hit that. Then she and then you know what the fucked up part about it? And this is the part I left out. She still wound up fucking one of the motherfuckers. After she said that they tried to rape her.
Oh, wow. Hell, why would he even want to do it after she put him out there like that?
You know what? I asked him the same thing. I'm like, dog, I wouldn't touch that bitch. And he was like, shit, she got a bad ass, son.
Pussy, pussy, huh?
See, okay, so Cass, you heard what your boy said, and that goes back to your original question when we first got home. You know what I'm saying? If me and Ben put so much emphasis on somebody's ass, okay, like I was scrolling through, I don't remember where I was at, but you know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, like shit, this type of shit you take a picture of, you know, when you walking behind it, and it was a chick, and I'm not gonna lie, you know, she was nice. But, you know, if I didn't put so much emphasis on it, women wouldn't feel like, you know, that mattered so much.
I mean, you're not agree with her not.
I mean, shit, most men, whether y'all want to admit it or not, you've been in a situation where you was with your woman. And it wasn't, you know what I'm saying, nobody in the world for you but your woman. But a fat ass walked past you, you're going to look at it.
Well, hell, she might look before me. Goddamn, nigga, did you see that? Go get her. Go get the one in the red. Shit. You say, hey. Yeah, hey. And,
you gotta
I mean, but come on now.
Shit. Now, even, now, you know, back in the day, you know, when we was younger, white women did not want to have hips and ass. That was a fucking, it was against their religion. You know what I'm saying? To the point where now white women are like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I want some ass like the sister. I mean, shit, if it wasn't that big a deal to y'all, it wouldn't be that big a deal to us.
I've yet, in person, I've yet to see a white woman with a fat ass. Now, I've seen it on TV, but I've yet to be, like, up close in person, like, okay, now she got a fat ass. I ain't seen it yet.
I have. You know where I work, and I have. Been like, golly.
Indianapolis do not have no white women with fat asses. I'm sorry. That motherfucker must have just been passing through. Because I ain't seen not one. And if anybody can show me one, please do. Because, I mean, I'm talking about, I didn't see some cute faces, but it's no asses. I'm like, God, hell. A lot of these, I mean, it's very few sisters around here. Got asses like that now. So, that, boys and girls, that's tonight's homework. Find Cass a white girl with a fat ass. That's tonight's homework.
You know, I'm gonna find a white girl with a fat ass. See, he ain't never seen one.
I don't want, I mean, seriously. I ain't talking about TV. I ain't talking about TV. I'm talking about motherfuckers that, you know what I'm saying, take a picture with them. That way I know she real. I mean, that way I know that she really exists. It ain't no picture just came off the internet. Because I've yet to see one. Now, I done seen curvy white girls. I ain't seen no white girl with no fat ass.
I seen it. What the hell?
Yeah.
Oh. Boys and girls, that's tonight's homework. CNCityRadioShow.com. Please post it. Y'all see a girl, a white girl with a fat ass. I want to see it. Okay, y'all. This show has been fun, but I got to go. Shit, I got some NyQuil calling me. I got to get the fuck up out of here. All right, we're going to start Janine. Any last words?
Good
talking
with everybody. I will be on here tomorrow.
That's what's up. Poetry, what's up, baby? Last word for?
Hey, I just want to say,
And don't say you ain't got no words.
Yeah, I enjoy you guys all the time.
Oh, okay. You know, you always be like, no, I ain't got nothing to say. All right, now. Miss Pimp. Poetry.
Yes.
If you turn that TV up one more.
That's not me.
Miss Pimp, where you at?
See?
Love y'all. Okay. I'll let you tomorrow.
Miss Pimp fucking. She done started fucking already.
I said I love y'all and I'll holler at y'all tomorrow.
Okay. You know when you get that little deep voice going, when you get that little deep voice going,
I'm
on,
tired.
I know what you doing. I know you is. Molly Mahal, you ain't laughing, bro.
And it's another good show, you know. Y'all keep on doing what y'all doing, and hopefully I get the chance to call in tomorrow.
Please do, Molly. They be attacking me when you ain't on here, man. I'll be by myself, man. For real.
You the one trying to have seven wives and don't know what to do with them.
Oh, I couldn't do that. Molly, you should have been on here last. I tried to be a permigamous last week, Molly. I gave them all up before the end of the show. I was through with that. Fuck that. Whatever it is. I can't even say it no more. I couldn't even try to do it.
Who was wife number one? Janine or Lickerstone?
Janine was wife number one. It was an ugly thing. You have to go back and listen to last week's show. They did my bad. I had a big thump of cigarettes and everything.
People trying to take my spot. You know I'm the right one.
Oh, man.
He trying to give us all different size rings and shit. He want to give her a motherfucking 5.95 carat ring. And shit, everybody else got one carrot. That's not
going to
work.
Oh, no. I have to see that right there. That's a cat fat right there.
Molly, it was something. Ugly. It was.
What's
he
had,
23
kids?
Yeah, I had 23 kids.
Damn. And one wife wasn't babysitting shit.
Yeah. Like I said, you have to go back and listen to the last Wednesday show, man. It was hell, man. Look, you got any last words for us?
Yeah, I have enjoyed this show, y'all. I have lots of fun. Y'all know I'll be back tomorrow night.
That's what's up. All right, I want to thank everybody that called in and was just listening. Everybody that was listening. Oh, shit. I ain't can't even catch my breath. Listening via email, text, or whatever the hell y'all was doing. I mean, shit. Goddamn chat room, all that. Thanks to everybody. We out this bitch. I'll let y'all tomorrow.